6CLX Mobile, monitoring.
For WHM, monitoring.
WHM, N6CLX.
Doing the day, sir.
Doing better now. Heading back to work. Had to quickly go home and observe the guy fix the change the springs out on my garage door and then pay him.
Watching him change it wouldn't have been too bad, but the paying part, that's where it hurts.
That's one way to look at it, but how I almost hurt myself trying to get that door open this morning, and then how it closed really quickly like a guillotine when I let it go, I figured, it could be a lot worse.
My time to call in a professional, and those springs, when they're under tension, they can be dangerous.
So I'm told, they look dangerous. But it was nice to, I've been meaning to have an overhead door come and work on it for years, 4 years now, I think, because I kept looking at it going, something's not right. So I guess that spring was gone, but just didn't completely separate or something. But it's just nice to have a professional look at it and say, it looks good.
Is that it is. Yeah, I'm here in Hartwell. We're actually having a little rain right now. Right outside the city limits, this sprinkling rain.
That's a nice change from what we've been having.
I'm sure it'll warm back up, but it's cooled off about 10, 15 degrees in the last 20 minutes. So I'm enjoying the outside under the carport.
Got it. Then it'll just, I don't know, you could, I like the southern, good southern air. You can see what you're breathing, and I don't mean smog.
What you're saying, no doubt.
I think we've talked once or twice before.
This is Bill, again, M4WHM. Real name or full name's William, but I go by Bill, so I got the vanity sign for my initials way back when and have kept them over the years. But I enjoy the ham radio community. I had a good time at Field Day last weekend over in Athens, Georgia. It was a good event.
Antenna. I've got a center-loaded tri-band antenna. It's on a trunk mount on the door, rear passenger door of my Jeep here, because it'll fit on the tailgate, but then you open up the tailgate and you tear stuff up, so that's not going to work. But that antenna seems to be has some directionality to it, and so every once in a while it just I don't picket fence, I just flat out lose the repeater.
Hey, could be the placement, the way it's grounding itself. I got a antenna on a Honda Accord Cross Tour that's got the hatchback, and I mounted it on the trunk lid and on the side, and then bent the antenna up 90 degrees, and it receives pretty good. I couldn't get it in the center like I wanted it. Wasn't enough room, so I had to put it on the side.
If a hatchback is there, where the hinges are, I couldn't, and it's just real tight. The channel's tight. I couldn't get it to fit, so I'd have to put it on the side, and I had it mounted on the side, and it just didn't perform worth a darn. It was just funky. So putting on the door works, but I bet if I grounded it better, it would work better. It just doesn't have a good ground plane, I don't think.
HMID. Yeah, getting a Planet Grounded works wonders. I took and actually sanded, even sanded the paint up under the two set screws on this trunk mount so it would be on metal and get a good ground where it wasn't just touching the paint. And so far, like I said, I've had good reception out of it on my car.
Ready. Yeah, I'm looking at mounting a through glass. Actually, I made a through glass. What is that thing? Is it a halfway? I think it's a halfway of 2 meters. I made it back in the 90s. Mount that on the motorhome, because there is just no place to find the ground on a motorhome frame.
Agree there. There's, it's tough to mount them in some places. But they, you know, you can buy different mounting kits. I saw one at Field Day mounted on the hatchback of a Prius, and it was quite an ingenious little rig the way he had it set up.
It's radio, and it's amateur radio, a hobby. So if you can't make a coat hanger transmit, you're not doing it right.
Be there. It's definitely a hobby and amateurs, and we're all testing and playing and learning and inventing as we go. I'm, like I said, I'm in Hartwell, and I'm talking on a little ladder antenna that's about 7 foot in the air total. Bottom of it's about 3 foot off the ground, and I'm able to hit the repeater, which, of course, at 3,500 feet isn't a big feat, but or a big thing, but you just have to find out what works and put it in the right place.
Well, years ago, I tried an 80-meter antenna. Would not resonate worth a darn, but the idea was bobtail, so it has the corners that hang down, and the feed line out was a specific length, so your feed line would resonate and radiate, I guess I would say. But it was made of all of it was 300 ohm TV antenna wire. I could never get that darn thing to work right.
You ever heard of him? But Ed Fong, out in California. He actually invented this little antenna I got, and what you do is it's about right at 5 foot long, and you put it in a piece of 3/4 inch thin wall PVC pipe, and it works great. I use it whenever I go camping, or like right now I got it hung on the carport. It does a good job.
I don't know if it was in QST or not, but he invented it and patented it, but he's allowing people to build it themselves.
He puts out all the specs on it, and if you want to build it, you can build it and sell it. He doesn't mind. He invented it back in the 90s, and I've ordered a couple of them from him, and you always get a handwritten note from him. And thanking you for the purchase and supporting his students and his radio club. So I figure, you know, for $40, you can't hardly beat a good dual band antenna.
Let's take a look at that antenna. QST had, pardon me, yawning now. I don't know, about 3 years ago, they had an interesting tri-band J-pole. I think it was by him, by the way. I think it was him. I was thinking of making that thing.
Them for all bands, GMRS, a little bit of everything. He's got a lot of different ones he makes. This original 2-meter is his original, and but it's I've been nothing but impressed with it. I bought one and gave it to a friend of mine who was having trouble with his home antenna. He was able to hook it up and get a lot better reception than he had on his one up in the air. So, like I said, a lot of it's got to do with where you place it. I can move mine 10 feet and not get into the repeater. So, but where I got it right now, it seems to work pretty good.
So I don't know what it was, but I helped my brother-in-law down in Mississippi put up a 2-meter vertical that he put on top of a TV mast that goes up 2 stories plus another 10 feet. And so he's got it up a ways. He bought that, it was a diamond vertical, 2-meter, with a ground plane below it. I saw that antenna, I was jealous, man.
Diamond makes some good equipment, no doubt. And if he's got it, sounds like 30, 40 feet in the air, probably, it ought to do pretty good.
Yeah, and he's got a 50-watt Kenwood hooked to it. At the, I can't remember the model of that Kenwood. He just got his ticket a year ago. But he's going like a champ now. He also is friends with a guy there locally in Picayune, Mississippi that he's retired pilot for, I don't know what he was doing. I think he was, I don't know. Anyway, he's a retired pilot. Guy's got a bunch of money, buys a radio, doesn't like it, sells it 2 months later for less. So my brother-in-law's got a nice little hookup there.
Good friend to have. I don't usually get that lucky. My luck was lightning popped one of mine before I could get it unplugged a few weeks ago and had to just replace it. It fried it completely. That's my kind of luck.
I got my, back in the 90s, I got my Kenwood TS-440. The 440, anyway, the TS of the 90 version, TS Kenwood HS. I got that because I got hit by lightning and it took out so much stuff. When I discovered my I didn't say this, but my Swan power supply, the ancient Swan power supply, got hit by lightning too. And State Farm didn't even squawk. They said just how much you need.
Good. That's who I have for insurance, but radio that got hit wasn't worth the deductible, so I just had to come out of pocket.
Yeah, I lost so much stuff. I lost a high-end stereo. And the guy argued with me. I had to go get, there's a blue book on high-end stereo. I had to go get the blue book to show him what that radio was worth.
Yeah, some things they'll go on and some things they want the book value. This was just a little Anytone 578 from Bridgecom DMR radio, and like I said, I got the alert that there was lightning in the area on my phone, and I went in the room to unplug everything, and I got my one radio unplugged, and before I could unplug the other one, the antenna, lightning cracked, and it static electricity come in through the antenna, as best I can tell.
Man, DMR, that's tough. I would say it's repairable, but man, I'd have a hard time seeing the printing on the chips to find out what's in there.
Once I figured out it, I actually called Bridgecom where I bought it and told them what happened, and they said, look, said, even if we repair it, if it was hit by lightning, it could have other damage, but they couldn't guarantee the repair, would be the final solution, so I just bought another one, and I opened that one up, and it had chips and capacitors blowed. Just slap apart, so it took a pretty good charge. Luckily, it didn't hurt the antenna, but I don't guess it takes much to fry those little chips.
6 CLX variety to keep up with that timer. The, yeah, that lightning strike I got, that, it hit a tree and then it came in on the power cable that went out to the outside garage. The, everything in the house adjacent to that where that power came in got hit and fried. This is back in the day when it still had a micro cassette in the answering machine for the telephone, and that cassette was thrown across the kitchen. I still shake my head when I think of that. But when I went out to the radio and it wouldn't turn on, and then I took out the fuse and black and gray powder came out, I went, oh.
HMID. Yeah, it sounds like you got a pretty good hard hit. I got like that back in the 90s. We took a direct hit on the house, and it, where the old answer machine was, it was sitting on top of the phone book, and it actually burned a hole into the phone book. It was a good thing we were home, or we might would have had a real mess, but it fried just about every electrical device we had.
That's basically the same thing. That answer machine was mounted on the, or the phone with the answering machine was mounted on the wall. When I took it down, the wall plate looked like a welder had been on it.
No, just what you're talking about.
Well, for talking me back into the office for my second commute of the day, I'm here. I'm showing up only because I saw the face that my boss made when I told him I had to leave and should have just stayed. So I said, okay, I'll be back.
Have a good rest of the day, and have a good, safe trip back home. It's good to talk with you. And 73 is my friend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Phil. Take care. Watch out for lightning. I'll do the same. And talk to you hopefully soon. N6CLX. N4WHM. N6CLX. I'll be clear.